Majora Daily.
My name is Lilian Ogazi. Leadership has always been a very big challenge in Nigeria. It has been uneasy to find competent and efficient leaders capable of turning Nigeria's potentials into a reality. Inasmuch as good leaders are desired, what kind of citizens do we have? It is believed that leaders stem from the citizens and community. Now, this begs the question, what does Nigeria really need to be a great nation again? Good leaders or good citizens? I spoke to some Nigerians and this is what they said.
Nigeria as a country and as a nation has never had a problem with its citizens. We have one of the greatest people, the greatest minds, the greatest brains all over the world. You check in Europe, in the US, in Asia, you see Nigerians thriving, doing exploits, being top of their careers in medicine, in sports, in entertainment, all over the world. So let's rule out the citizens as being a problem to the country. Nigeria has always had and may always have a leadership problem. That is where our problem starts from, leadership. We've always put in the wrong people into power. Right from our independence, we've always put in wrong people into power. So the problem and the way to solve that problem is for us as a people to have an introspection and know that let's leave out what these politicians always use in dividing us, which are our religious lines, which are traditional lines. If it's not the Yoruba man or it's the Hausa man or the Igbo man, if it's not a Muslim or a Christian, or let's leave all this and look for a right candidate and get the person into the position. That is where we can start from and at least face a direction. The whole world is moving fast and the world is moving forward. Nigeria is reclining. We're not even stagnant. We are moving backwards in the wrong direction. So I believe if as a people, the citizens of this country can bring in a proper person as our leader, it could start from as little as the local government chairman to state governments, to state governors, to proper senators in for our constituencies, then the presidents. Just leadership in the right positions, proper leadership in the right positions. And I believe Nigeria would make a huge turnaround.
I think we both need better leaders and better citizens. Gaskia, building Akwai is very important. We have the boats together, because if the citizens are good and the leaders are bad, then we are not heading anywhere. If the leaders are good and then the citizens are bad, then Nigeria is not heading anywhere. So the change must be all rounder, not just from one aspect, because one bad egg will spoil the remaining. So I think we both need better citizens and better leaders. The citizens should do theirs, the leaders should do theirs.
My name is Yazid Ali Dangulibi. What we need for a better nation or a better Nigeria is nothing but a leader. The reason why I'm saying that, because a leader is a person that can provide everything that we need, or like a citizenship. When we say you want to become a citizenship or you have a citizenship, you cannot get that citizenship without a leader by bringing social amenity to the environment. But if we defend that we need citizen, okay, I want to become a citizen, I want to become a citizen with a lot of things, but we doesn't have a good leaders, cannot achieve what we need. So we need leaders as a nation for a better Nigeria.
From your list, I prefer good leaders. Good leaders are more important. In fact, they are what we need in this country right now. Leaders who are true to duty, who will not steal money, but concentrate on the progress of Nigeria. That's what we want. It's easier to deal with an ordinary citizen than to deal with a leader. One, because your constitution allows them immunity.
Those are some Nigerians there speaking. Has Nigeria always been this way? Post-independence, have we always had this crop of leaders or citizens, or we've had it better? An elder statesman takes us down memory lane.
My name is Ambassador Hassan Jika Ardo. Right. First of all, we need to differentiate between leaders and rulers. A leader is someone who brings every person, so long as you are a human being and a citizen of this country, he brings you under your umbrella and treats you like any other Nigerian, irrespective of your tribe, your religion, your zone, your state, your status, your height, or your color. They are looking at you as a Nigerian. That's a leader. A leader who feels that what is due to him can equally be shared with others, like human beings. A leader is someone who always has the interest of his community, his state, his country, far, far above his own personal interests. These are the kind of leaders that we expect, that we had before, we had some before, and very minute are left now, because good people can never finish. But then they are very minute in our society today.
Okay, so we had them immediately post-independence. We had such leaders in Nigeria?
Post-independence, we had some of them who are interested in bringing in a country called Nigeria that would unite everybody and then tap our natural resources for the betterment of Nigeria. We have those people then. And then immediately after independence, we still have some that are still working for the generality of Nigeria and Nigerians. But later, we have rulers, not leaders.
All right, let's talk about citizens now. I know there was a time when Nigerians were proud. You know, they always say, I am a Nigerian. They'll carry their flag. If I wasn't born then to experience it, but at least I heard about it. You know, what has changed in our citizens? Let me hear from you. Did we have citizens who were proud to be Nigerians, who wanted to stay home?
Let me give you a typical example. If you travel out after that time, you find out that people are proud to call themselves Nigerian, and wherever you go, you see Nigerian product is superb, and you see the way Nigerians behave is fantastic. You know, you never had this 419, this Yahoo, and whatever. But today, some people are even afraid to roll Nigerian passport because Nigeria has been tagged as people that are 419ers. They are Yahoo guys. They cannot be trusted. They are looters. They are not good people. Many people have spoiled our name, the good country we have. They have spoiled that name. That is why they don't even want to call themselves Nigerians. Many people are leaving their country. They abuse their own country. But they are not patriotic. Before now, we have been having issues. The people who are patriotic, there is no way somebody will come to your house and start insulting you, insulting your family, and you join them in insulting the family. You don't do that. But today, you find out Nigerians insulting our own country, our own leaders in other people's land. What does that imply? These people are not patriotic. Oh. First of all, let us look at ourselves inward. Are we doing the right thing? Where have you gone wrong?
All right. So at this point, what do we need? Do we need, for the betterment of Nigeria, do we need right citizens or right leaders?
We need righteous people who have the fear of God, not those press fingers in the mosque and in the church. And when it comes to distribution of our own hard-earned wealth, they will never think of you and me. They will use us as a tools to ascend to positions. We need people that have the fear of God internally in their heart, and that are tolerant, that feel the pains, the hardship, the poverty, the killings, the destruction that we are suffering. They also feel it, and they are looking for a solution. These are the kind of people that we need. These are the kind of solution that we want in this country. Don't sit down and start talking about others. Then sit down and talk about yourself. You need personal discipline on your own. Disciplined and then be guided and do the right thing.
That was Ambassador Hassan Jika Ardo. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are asking what Nigeria needs to be better, good leaders or good citizens. Before we went on break, we had a chat with some Nigerians who told us if Nigerians need good leaders or citizens. We further spoke with an elder statesman who painted a picture of what Nigerian leaders and citizens used to be like in the past. Poor leadership and bad followership that manifest in form of corruption, embezzlement, insecurity, banditry, infrastructural decay has become a source of worry to everybody in Nigeria and the global community. How the succeeding leadership and followership got to this mindless desperation for money, power and influence is still a question asked. But can a change really occur with how systemic the cankerworm has eaten? I had a chat with the public affairs analyst who shared his thoughts.
My name is Comrade Sadio Dantata Mahmood. I'm a public affairs and security analyst. We need the both. You know, it is divided into two. We have the leadership and we have the led. It is the led that makes the leaders. So we need leaders to be patriotic, selfless, and committed. And we need the followership to also be upright and supportive.
But with the kind of mindset the followership have, do you think this is achievable? Because we have people who want to get into power to eat the national cake or they want to leave the country. Do you think this is doable?
It is the corruption. It is the corruption in leadership angle that created the kind of attitude you see the led have, because the leaders are to lead the people. They vote them into power. From poverty, they become overnight millionaires. As you can see, with even recent developments of the 8 year of Tinubu administration, where $3 billion is embezzled in humanitarian ministry and all sorts of other things coming up. So the issues are, once leaders are God-fearing, patriotic, and are delivering dividends of democracy, no citizen that is following them as followership will derail. So it is how the pace is set that the followership follow. So it is a two-way, just the way I told you, it is the followership that makes the leadership, because most of the president, governor, senator, House of Rep, ministers and what have you, they came out of the followership. Without the followership, they wouldn't have gotten elective offices.
All right. At what point do you think we missed it? Because we spoke to an elder statement. He said in the past, we had Nigerians who were patriotic and we had leaders who were humane and, you know, had the interests of people at heart. In your thoughts, at what point do you think we lost it, and is there hope for Nigeria at this point?
We started losing it from military administration in the 90s. But it grew up from arithmetical to geometrical from 1999 when we returned to full civilian administration. That was the time where we started hearing one person embezzling billions, trillions, one person having chains of estates, both at home and abroad, fleet of 100 million or 150 million cars. We started seeing corruption being celebrated openly. This was the time that we derailed to the fullest. And you can see till date, because there is one thing you will ask yourself. The leaders from 1999 are not longer the same. Obasanjo did 8 years. Yar'Adua came and died. Jonathan took over. Jonathan spent 6 years. Buhari came. It became worse. Now Tinubu just 8 months. Look at the corrupting revelations. So that is to tell you, we need to do value reorientation on both the followership and the leadership. We must borrow from the British that colonized us. Today, you can see somebody becoming prime minister or secretary in Britain, not having even 4 bedrooms. When Clinton and Obama left as president of US, they never had houses. It was after they left, people have to, out of sympathy, build houses for them. It has never happened in Nigeria. Outside Shehu Shagari that left as poor, other former heads of state and president have been rich. Richer than when they left power. Same thing with the governors, same thing with the ministers, and also including senators and House of Rep members. So it is when we redefine leadership to be service to humanity, where you go there and start to improve on education, healthcare, security, human capacity building, and other things that is needed by the populace, that we can now move forward. But when we take serving the people to be embezzlement of funds, enriching ourselves, then we are not going to get there. That is why till date,
will remain a third world country. Oh. Look at countries like India. Look at countries like Malaysia. Today, we cannot favorably compete to them with them politically and economically.
All right. That was Comrade Sally Hudantatemamu, the public affairs analyst, speaking. For our country to be great again, truly, all hands must be on deck, from the citizens producing the right kinds of leaders and holding them accountable, to electing leaders who really are ready to serve. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.